Mornings and evenings are starting to feel a little cooler as we approach the end of a very hot summer. We will hold the opening ceremony on August 26th and the second semester will begin, which extends from the end of summer to the start of winter and contains some of the biggest events of the year, Sports Day and Culture Festival. On Sports Day, held on September 21st, and Culture Festival, held from September 29th to October 1st, students will independently manage and plan all aspects of the events in cooperation with the school council. Students decide the themes of the events, this year's being 100 Flowers, a Full Bloom Smile Once More. The Sports Day theme is Blooming of a Girl's Spirit, and the Culture Festival theme is Gathering of Blooming Flowers. The themes suggest how each student has their own strengths and individuality and can come together to shine, showing wonderful smiles. Individuality is an important part of Showin's education, and I'm happy to see it reflected in the students. Naturally, vigilance will be shown at the Culture Festival to prevent the spread of coronavirus. However, this year we are recommending that people from the neighbourhood and family members, etc., be allowed to enter and enjoy the event. Furthermore, on October 1st, along with the Culture Festival, second grade students from the high school will give a presentation on their research conducted in the My Time lessons carried out three times a week on Tuesday, period 5, and Friday, periods 5 and 6, in which students research a topic of their own choosing. Topics range from business marketing, the environment and food loss, differences in food culture between Japan and countries of overseas study, reasons tourists are attracted to Japan, how to eliminate the putting down of dogs, 2, about cats, contributing to SDGs with chocolate, song composition, manga art, and making figures from clay and aluminium foil. There are no restrictions when choosing a topic, and students are even free to read comics for the designated 3 hours a week. The only rule is students must do a presentation once every 6 months. The first presentation of this year will be held on October 1st on the second floor of the school's memorial building. I'd like to warmly welcome all prospective students from elementary and junior high schools and their parents, members of the local community, and parents of current students at the school to come and see the efforts of our students at the presentations as well as the annual Culture Festival.